Nun Aleph, Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom of the new Mishnah. Kama tehe hasela, a firebox to sell a chasera, velo yehe, and I double underline velo yehe ba'oina. It's a little bit of background. There were common coins in those days. They did not have the same types of technology or alloys as we have now, and so many of the coins would get worn down. The issue is going to be if you have a sela coin, how much can it be rubbed down and there would not be a problem of ona, which would be giving something that's not really what it seems to be. Basically, what's the ratio of rub down? How much of the coin can be rubbed out and there's not going to be ona? So we have three Tanakh opinions. Rabbi Meir, who we boxed, underneath him Rabbi Yehuda, who we also boxed, and underneath him Rabbi Shimon, who we also boxed. Rameir Omer, Arba Isarais, four Isers, Iser le dinner. So if it's one Iser for each dinner, and we can even look on the bottom line of the picture I sent out, in one dinner there's 24 Isers, so it's basically 1/24. And I wrote in above Rabbi Meir, 1/24. Rabbi Yehuda says, how much can the coin be rubbed out? Where's the cutoff point where it can be rubbed out that much, but not more? Rabbi Yehuda says, Arba punyonos, a punyon le dinner. Four punyonos, a punyon le dinner, that's essentially 1/12. And Reb Shimon, who he boxed, Omer, he says, Shmeina punyonos, shnei punyon le dinner, which is essentially 1/6. So there's a three-way machlokas as to if you have a coin, what's the cutoff point for where a rub out goes from being okay to too much? Reb Meir says 1/24 if it's rubbed out. Reb Yehuda says 1/12. Reb Shimon says 1/6. Ad matai mutar lahachzir? Okay, let's say you received a coin from somebody and you like to give it back. Is there some sort of time limit? Yes, there is. Bekrochem and Bekfarim. Bekrochem, which I underlined in the big cities, ad kadeshir l'shulchani. So if you got money, you would show it to the local money changer and they would tell you if it was okay or not. So it's the amount of time it takes. If less than amount of time has passed, then you can go back to the person and say, 1 second, you gave me a coin. I took it to the expert. He said it's rubbed out too much, and that would be acceptable. Bekfarim, in the villages, though, where you didn't really have the experts, ad Arve Shabbos, until Erev Shabbos, because everyone would, of course, go into the bigger cities to prepare for Shabbos, and they'd be able to take the coins and get them checked then. Kama. Im haya makira, if he recognizes him, afilach ha-shneimasar chodesh mekab lehimenu, then even after 12 months, like a whole year has passed, it would be, he can take it, the coin, which the claim is now that it was not a complete coin. And he only has on him complaints. We'll see in the Gemara who's having complaints on who and for what reason. Comma. And finally, a coin which has been rubbed out, eroded to that breaking point, so to speak, that legal breaking point where it goes from being that coin to something else, v'noisna, that type of coin can be used to redeem Meiser Sheni, so Meiser Sheni Peros, you don't want to schlep him up to Yerushalayim, you want to redeem it onto a coin, v'eino choshesh she'eino ela nefesh ra'a, and you don't have to worry about it because it's only a real negative type of person who would have a problem with it. There's a lot of pronouns here. Mr. Shem, the Gemara will clarify many of these issues. So the first thing the Gemara points out is Urim Minhi. We have a Tanaic source, goes for just over a line, and it seems to indicate a little bit different than our Mishnah. This Tanaic source says, Ad kama tehe hasela chasera. How much has to be missing or like rubbed out from a sela coin, veyehe, and I double underline the word veyehe ba oina, and there would be oina, there would be a problem of fraud. Well, now, I'm looking back at the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, how much remains of the sela? How much is missing from the sela? And there's not oina, and here said there is oina. So Amar Papa, loy kasha. So which way is it? If you have exactly, let's say, according to Rabbi Shimon, a 1/6 rub out, is it that that's the problem, or if it's a little bit more than 1/6, that's the problem. So Amar Papa Lekasha, Tana Didan, the author of our Mishnah, Kachoshev Mi Mata Lemala. He is understanding things. It's going from lower to higher, which Rashi explains, Mi Mata, or Mi Limata, Rashi has the Girsa, Lemala Kachoshev Hachikamar. Sela, if you have a sela coin, hapocheses vehoileches, it gets continually more and more rubbed out. Ad kama yochala hoitzia, how long, how much are you able to still use it? Ad shetipaches shir kach vekach, until it gets to this year. Umi kevan shigia l'shir hazeh yeheba oina. That's what we understand our Mishnah, is that, let's say, at 1/6, that's where there would be oina. Whereas Tana Bera, the author of the Brisa that we had two lines ago, Kachoshev, he is viewing things more milamala lemata, asela, which is very rubbed out. How little rub out do you need for it to be okay? Okay, well, Mishna, what's the difference then, besela de pligi? Umayshna betalis to low pligi. We had three opinions when it came to a coin, 1/6, which we're familiar with, but also 1/12 and 1/24. And why was it when a talis, or for that matter, any item, as far as overcharging, there was only one opinion which said 1/6? Why are they arguing here, whether it's 1/6, 1/12, or 1/24, and by a item, they did not? So, with two opinions, Rav and Abaye, we're going to have three or four different times Rav and Abaye in Daf Nun Beis here. So Rava we circled, and a line later we circled Abaye. Rava says, Mantana Talis. Well, who's the author of the Talis opinion that it's any item is a 1/6 price discrepancy is where there's fraud? That would be Rav Shimon, who's the Tana here, also holds 1/6, so it's completely consistent. Abaye says, no, the when we're talking about a talis and price fraud, everyone could agree with that, even Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. There's a distinction. Abaye Amar, colon, talis, which I underline when you're dealing with an item. Ad shesus machal inish. A person is basically willing and he accepts up to 1/6. He might be paying more than what the, let's say, fair market price would be. Damri Inshi, like people say, famous saying, Ashik legabech v'shavi lekreisech. Literally, get a little bit ripped off for your back, but make sure you get a fair price for your belly, which is another way of saying that people are willing to pay a little bit more for clothing, as opposed to, and that's why in a talis it's one up to 1/6 is acceptable, where shavi le kreisech for other things should be literally should be at fair price for your stomach, for your belly. But what we're saying is that for other things, people are more particular; they get exactly what the market price is. Kama, that's all by a talis. For by a sela, kevin delay sagile loy machal. When it comes to a coin, since it basically won't be able to spend it, you know, person's fine with the coin being rubbed out a little bit as long as he can spend it. But once he can't spend it, lo machal, he will not be machal that. Gufa, we go back to the price that we started the Gemara with and elaborate a little bit further on it. We get about a 10-line brisa that starts here. Put a parallelogram on the gufa and box off the brisa. The brisa starts off very similar the way our Mishnah did. Ad kama teha sela chasera, how much does a coin have to be rubbed out? V'yeheba, you know, and at that point there is going to be fraud if it's if you attempt to spend it as whatever the denomination of that coin is. Reb Meir Huibach Steimer, Arba Isareis Isra dinner, which was 1/24. Reb Yehuda Huibach Steimer, Arba Pindyoinais Pundyoin the dinner, which is 1/12. And Reb Shimon Huibach Steimer, Shmoina Pundyoinais Shnei Pundyoin le dinner. Kama. Yes, sir, Al Kane. I put a arrow. We're going to refer back to this a little bit later in today's piece. More than that, mochra b'shavya. It should be exchanged or sold for that which it is worth. Kama. Ad kama tipaches v'hera shayla kaima. Well, how much can be rubbed out and you're still allowed to keep it? You know, you can't keep phony weights and measures, can't keep phony coins in your possession. So how much? Well, besela, and on besela ad shekel, and bediner ad rova. So if you have coins, and it's going to be rubbed out, this is the other picture that I sent. You can see a coin, if it's got, let's say, a circumference of, just call it an inch, the much more likely place where it would get rubbed out would be the top and bottom of it would get rubbed out. So a sela up until you get a shekel, which would be look like a 50% rub out, and a dinner until you get to a rova. We're not sure a fourth of what, but kama pachus mi ken iser. If it's even a little bit more rubbed out than this, an iser's worth, it would be usser. Harizel lo yim karena. You should not sell it to a tagar, not to a businessman, v'l'charam, or to one of these tough guys, v'l'harag, or murderer. Neshe meramin ba'es acherim. They will use it. These are characters don't have much trustworthiness. They'll use it to trick others. Eli yikvenav yitlena bitsavar. What do you do with it? You pop a hole in the middle of it and hang it around the neck of your beno'o bitsavar bitoy. Hang it around the neck of your son or your daughter. They'll love it. That's the end of the snake source. So we're going to go back probably about five or six times quoting the snake source and clarifying the issues. Amar Mar. Here's one quote. Goes for six words. I put in right angles. Besela ad shekel bediner ad roiva. Okay, so the way we're understanding right now is a sela coin could be rubbed out up until a shekel, which is basically a 50% rub out, and a dinner coin ad rova. Now, little means a fourth. It sounds like a 75% rub out. So ask Samara Maishna besela ad shekel, that when you're dealing with a sela coin, it's up to a 50% rub out. Umaishna bedinar ad rova. That sounds very much like up to a 75% rub out, where there's only one fourth. That's what rova literally means left. Amra Baye. Baye says, no, you're misunderstanding what the term rova means. My rova te katane, not one fourth of a dinner, but rather nami rova shekel, a fourth of a shekel, which happens to be twice as much as a dinner, which is basically the same ratio, a 50% rub out, period. Amar Rava dekanami. Rava says precise reading of the snake source will bring out this point as well. De katani, it says, one word in right angles, rova velo katani rivia. The way we were standing at one fourth, it probably should use the term rivia, one fourth, instead of use the term rova, which is more like a technical term of a fourth of a shekel. Shmamina. Lamale lamitle ledinner be shekel. Why would we be giving you a dinar ratio in the concept of a shekel? Why not give in the concept of a dinar? Well, milsag of orchik amashmalan. It's essentially trying to come and teach you something matter-of-factly. De'ika dinar da'asi mishekel. That there is such a thing as a dinar which came from a shekel. That's actually a valid dinar. Misayle Rabami, this is support Rabami, Dhamma Rabami, underline his name, Dinar Haba Mishekel. You don't have to worry about that, even though it's really a rub out of the shekel, but Mutu Lekaimai, as opposed to a Dinar Haba Misela, which is a much wider circumference, a much larger diameter or circumference, a Dinar Haba Misela would be Asu Lekaimai. It's much more likely that you would think that a Dinar Haba Misela is a shekel than it is a Dinar Haba Mishekel. The Bryce said, put right angles in over here, Pachus Mikain Isser, if it's apparently more rubbed off, even an Isser's worth, it would be Usser. It's a bit difficult to understand because we're already given a cutout point, and now we're given a cutoff point like plus something. So my Ka'amar, read the Rashi. Rashi is about four lines from the bottom of the Amud. My Ka'amar, Ha'lekele Meimer, you can't say Pachus Mikain Deim Amad Sela, if you have a Sela, Al Pachos Mishekel. Now, as we said, it would be a shekel, and then it would be even less than a shekel. Oim Amad Dinner, Al Pachos Miroiva, Isser, Asala Kaimai, Demayria Isser, Afilu Mashu. What do you mean if it's a little bit of amount? Even if it's the tiniest amount below that, it's a problem. So back in the Gemara, Amar Abaye, yep, here we're going to have Abaye and Rav again. I underlined Abaye here, and two lines later, third word aligned is Rav, I underlined Rav. Amar Abaye Hachikamar. Pachasa seller yoiser mi kadei oina'a iser. If the cell is worn down more than the shear of oina'a, whether it's a fourth or a twelfth or a 24th, an iser's worth, then it would be usser to spend it as a coin which is valid as it originally was before it was rubbed out. Amalei Rava, Well, again, if the cutoff point is whether it's 1/24th, 1/12th, 1/6th, as soon as you reach that cutoff point, that's the point of Isser. Ella, so I squiggle underline the Ella, second approach of Rav El Amar Rava, Pachasa Sela, at a rate of an Isser Ladinar, it would be Usser. Kama Vistama, who's the one who holds that ratio of 1/24? If we look back at the bottom of the previous Amud, oh, that's Rabbi Meir, which kind of makes sense because the Stam Mishnah, usually, if we don't know otherwise, is Rabbi Meir, Vistama Krib Meir, period. It's not awesome. We have a Mishnah over there in Maseches Kelim, Sela Shenifsela. If you have a coin that became problematic, Vehiskina Sheishoikil Ba Mishkalis, and you designate it to be like a weight. Temeya, since it's now a weight, even though it looks like a coin, but it's a coin that's being used as a weight, it would have the ability to be mekabel. So it basically became a kli at that time. Ad kama tipaches vehei rashai lekaima. Well, how much can it get worn down and you're allowed to still keep it? Well, lesela shnei dinrin, paches miken, if the coin is even more, rubbed out even more than that ratio, apparently, then yakuts, you have to cut it into two, because who knows, someone might want to spend as a shekel, but certainly you're not going to be able to spend as a shekel if it gets cut in two. Yisrael Kain, my, let's say it's a little bit more than that. Well, Machlokas Rav Huna and Rav Ami. Rav Huna we circled, and a line later we have Rav Ami, we circled him as well. Yisrael Kain, my, so I'm a Rav Huna, pachais miken yakuts, if it's less than that amount, then you cut it. Yisrael Kain, yakuts, and if it's more, you also cut it. Rabbi Ami Amar Pachas Mikain Yakuts. Yeah, less, you have him slice it. Yesser Al Kain, but if it's more than that, Yikayim, you can keep it around. Okay, that's Rav Huna and Rav Ami. Meisvei, I put a triangle on this Meisvei, and on the Amud Beis, in the third line, last four line, there's also Meisvei that gets a triangle as well. So Meisvei, it'd be a question on the Rav Huna approach, who said both times you cut it, whether it's a lesser amount or a greater amount of rub out. Okay, so now we have a Meisvei from the about 10 lines next source we had on the belly button or the previous Amud, right in the middle. It said, Yisrael Kain, Meichra Beshavya. More than that, even greater than that, is it could be used for something, apparently its value, which we would say is like a full value. My love, so should we not say Shapichasa, Yoiser Mikadeyaino, that it depreciated more than that shear? So the more answers, no. Yesera. It was Yesera, the way we understand that term, Yesera or Yoser, is Deakati Loi Pichasa Bikadeyaino, then Maikra Bishavya. The way to understand this is that the pichasa that took place was yesera, means that kati loy pichasa, it hasn't yet been rubbed out to the full amount of fraud rub out. Meisvei, the second snake source, also going to be a question on Rav Huna. This snake source goes for a line and two words, that kama tipaches vehira shayla kaima, how much can it be rubbed out? And you're allowed to keep it, besela ad shekel. So if it sells worth, it would be up until a shekel, which again would be a 50% rub out. My love, so should we not say that what's going on there is de piches porta porta, and it's a little bit gets rubbed out, and then a little bit more. Now, if what we're saying was true, then Rav Huna would have a problem, because how, after it was more than 1/6 or 1/12 or 1/24, it should already have been usher to keep it. So lo, that's not necessarily the case, because right, 99% of coins do get rubbed out. However, it could also have a coin that, say, fell into a very hot fire or furnace, and the rub out was almost, or the minimizing of the kli, the making it smaller, was almost instantaneous. Lo, says the Gemara, and with this we'll conclude, the nafil lenura, the ifchais bechadazim, it fell into a very hot flame, and the pachas, the depreciation of it, or the basically the shrinking of it, came all in one full swoop. Period. Adkan.